In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. As we move through Advent, and as we prepare to receive the incarnate God as a little child born in Bethlehem, the Church has us read extensively from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians is the epistle with prevailing themes of unity and of reconciliation, two of the Lord's prime purposes of coming in the first place. And today's selection is no different. It opened with this verse. Jesus is our peace. He makes the two to become one. He has broken down the middle wall of separation. This is why Jesus came, to tear down walls of separation, to bring those who are divided, to bring them together, and to be indeed our peace. He is our peace in person. Now, as the epistle to the Ephesians continues, Paul is going to apply this principle of unity and of reconciliation to all kinds and all types of people who need to hear it. He's going to apply reconciliation to local church factions. He's going to apply them to husbands and wives. He's going to apply them to children and their parents. He's going to apply these principles to employees and employers, masters and servants, who are all called to the same unity in Christ. And notice, these are the relationships, aren't they, where we're most likely to find conflict, right? Our families, the church, where we work. That's where the conflicts start, and therefore that's where Paul is going to apply this principle of peace. And when you think of Advent, when you think of the spirit of the season, you know, reconciliation, it's just in the air that we breathe. By God's grace, we just seem more open to tearing down walls in the face of our Lord's nativity, knowing that he's coming as this innocent child in Bethlehem, opens our hearts, tears our hearts open to this idea of reconciliation. And it'd be because deep down, we know that's why Jesus came. He came to be our peace. That's why God came among us. Now, the interesting thing about the tearing down of walls, there's a historical context to Paul's imagery here. You know, as an image, the tearing down of walls refers specifically to the temple in Jerusalem. He's using that as an image for why Christ came. This temple, this place where large numbers of people come together, and the place where one encounters God. And the temple actually had several walls. And I'm not just talking about the outside walls that hold the building up, but it had walls specifically designed to separate, built right in. They were built right into the temple. First, it had a wall called a mekitza that was a barrier to separate the men from the women. Men in front, women in the back. It was a physical wall between males and females that represented the spiritual divide between men and women that existed since Adam and Eve. Since Adam and Eve turned against each other in the garden, Eve giving Adam the forbidden fruit, Adam blaming Eve for his choice. Ever since then, this division has been represented in the temple by this barrier between the men and the women. Another wall of separation in the temple separated the Jews from the Gentiles. A Gentile simply means a non-Jew. There was a wall that separated the Jews from the Gentiles. Jews were allowed to enter the main part of the temple, and this wall kept the non-Jews separate out in the outer courtyard. And this wall represents tribal and racial and ethnic and religious divisions and separations. Separations that Jesus came to end, and yet separations that seem to continue to this day. The third wall of separation in the temple, and perhaps the most important, was the partition between the Holy of Holies and everything else. Between the Holy of Holies and everything else. The Holy of Holies was the place where God dwelt, the place where God came to be among his people. But God's presence was kept separate from the people by this barrier, this wall with a curtain. And people could only get so close to God before their sin and their brokenness held them back. And this separation was represented by the barrier cordoning off the Holy of Holies. We can only get so close. And so Paul, knowing all this, reminds the Ephesian that Jesus came as our peace. He's our peace that's tearing down our walls. As our peace, Jesus has come to break down these walls of separation, uniting us with God in himself, and through him, reconciling us to each other. And this is both perfectly and practically speaking illustrated in today's gospel reading. Jesus encounters 10 lepers, right? Leprosy is a nerve and a skin disease that's not only painful, but disfiguring. It made the sick person an outcast. People with this disease couldn't be part of society. They couldn't eat with anyone. They couldn't shop in the market. They couldn't live in the village. They couldn't worship in the synagogue. And Jesus, being our peace, breaks down a wall by going to these people as they stood at a distance and healing them. And then Jesus returns them to the synagogue first, to God first, and then integration into normal life. Now, as we heard, one comes back and falls at the Savior's feet, giving him thanks. And this particular one was a Samaritan. Now, Samaritans and Jews, they had no dealings with each other. But here, that ethnic and tribal wall is broken down. And more than that, because Jesus is God incarnate, when the healed man falls at the Savior's feet, the wall of separation between God and man comes down because Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is our peace, and he came to break down the walls of separation. And yet here we are, some 2,000 years later, and think of how many divisions still remain, even among believers. There's still the division symbolized in the temple. Divisions in the heart between men and women, where the dignity and integrity of the sexes still eludes us 2,000 years later. Divisions in the heart between races and religions and ethnicities that still cause conflict and strife and even war in this world. We still have the divisions illustrated in the gospel between the healthy and the sick. We still have divisions between social class, between the wealthy, the middle class, and the poor. And think about, you know, in politics, the chasm that's developed. I mean, it was always there, but just think of how much bigger it's gotten in our world between whether conservative or liberal or progressive or traditional. You just think of how big that chasm is, where we can't even look at each other in the eyes anymore. How long is this going to go on? You know, how long must we wait? Jesus is our peace. He came to tear down the walls of division, and yet we do our darndest to rebuild them up over and over again. And maybe we ought to look to who Jesus chose to be his disciples and who he chose to minister to. He chose as disciples women and men. He chose to be his disciples both tax collectors that worked for the Romans and Jewish zealots that hated the Romans. He made them be in the same group. He ministered to lepers and harlots and the demon-possessed and thieves and Roman pagans and Samaritans and the incredibly wealthy and the poorest of the poor and the horribly ill. And I think if we want to be part of the life of Christ in which walls of separation are torn down and stay down, where does one start? As we move through Advent and as we prepare to receive the incarnate God as a little child in Bethlehem, the where to start is made manifest to us in a most obvious way. The place to start is with Christ himself. The place to start is at the Holy of Holies. Ridding ourselves of what separates us from God has to be first. Our hearts have to be ripped open to let the light of Christ come in there. You know, we have to repent of the sin of our sins, of course, to let that light in, but also softening those places in our hearts that have grown callous or distracted or judgmental or cold or any of the other things that separate us from that light of God that pours out from the Holy of Holies freely to us and we somehow reject. Open our hearts to those things. And if we can start to do that this season, we may just let the love and light of his nativity fill us with himself, who is indeed our peace. Amen.